I'm honored to be here.
He can tell you what you can expect.
I expect you to stick to the deadlines you've agreed to.
I'm straight up mentally ill.
And I expect to be treated as such.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we KGO go on St. Patty's Day, everybody everywhere.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Yes. Everyone's making plans for St. Patty's Day after work. I wish it would be on a weekend. The next day at work, I always end up hungover and feeling as green as the beer and jello shots I had the night before. Ugh. Hey, where's my little green hat? It's always a crowd favorite. I gotta find that and cock it over to the side. St. Patty's Day should be a day off work. It's a holiday that people dress up for. They don't do that for Thanksgiving. And there's special Irish songs, like, there's songs. No songs for Thanksgiving. Sadly, the old days of wearing funny outfits in the workplace are no longer allowed. I remember when Shelley in accounting wore a button on her blouse that said, "Pinch me, I'm not wearing green." And my old boss took the bait and later became the first sexual harassment lawsuit in the company. Still a lot of theories on that one since it happened at the bar. But she was still wearing the button. Good times. Good St. Patty's Day times.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
And by the way, it's not a kilt, honey. It's a skirt. And you please call me Caitlin from now on. All right, now let's move forward. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com on St. Patrick's Day. Let me see here. So if you aren't drinking beer, the one lady, what was her name? Heidi from Concord was talking about other things that people can order on St. Patty's Day at most bars. Or over at your house, an Irish mule, which is like a Moscow mule, but with Irish whiskey. Oh, my God, Irish whiskey. What is the name of the big Irish whiskey?
Oh, Jameson.
That's it.
Yeah.
Good God. That's the work of the devil, people. I spent 14 years in Chicago, and oh, my God. I had so many Irish friends. They bring that Jameson stuff on over. I can't even tell you what went on because I forget.
Oh, well, yeah.
Probably
it's like
a good thing I did.
When you grow up with it, you know how to handle it, right?
I know. Well, this guy doesn't. All right. So, Moscow Mule, Irish whiskey, Jameson probably instead of vodka, and ginger ale instead of ginger beer. It's a half a can of ginger ale with ice, whiskey, and a little bit of lime juice. All right. It's Jameson. Please. pillow. And I don't like this stuff either. I don't know why. It's just, you know, hey, when in Rome. Okay. A pillow mint. It's an Irish whiskey on the rocks, a half ounce of Kahlua, and a splash of peppermint schnapps. This is probably blasphemy to most Irish people, I would think.
Yeah, I would think so. Right? I've never heard of a lot of these.
A pillow mint? What the? A misty mint?
They're like, just give me some Jameson on the rocks and
right,
I'm good.
Exactly. Just hand the freaking bottle. you fill a misty mint. You fill 3/4 of a glass with ice and white rum. Well, I like rum. And a cream de mint to make it bright green. I don't know about this. A baby Guinness, a shot made with Kahlua and Bailey's, so it kind of looks like Guinness. This is like wussy way out, I think. But anyway, a black velvet, the one actually does have some beer in it. You fill 2/3 of a glass with champagne and then fill the rest with Guinness. And you have to pour the Guinness in last or it won't mix right. So the black velvet is champagne, and then you pour the Guinness in on top. Okay, sounds ridiculous to me.
I don't know. I think the black velvet could work.
Yeah, it sounds like it does, but again, don't mess it up. The champagne goes in first.
Well, the song isn't bad.
Black velvet, okay.
If you please.
Okay, Brian Lobertini from the KGO Newsroom found
Pelletier,
this one.
Pelletier, but that's okay.
Oh, what did I just call you?
Lobertini.
It's like, oh, my God.
Got me mixed in with John.
Wow.
That would be scary. Me and John together morphed into this creature.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jameson just came rushing back. It was like an LSD hit. I'm having Jameson flashbacks.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
And you notice which week Lobertini took off, by the way. He's no fool. And speaking of Chicago, where is he? He's down there in Arizona watching the Cubs. I'm so jealous. All right. Leprechaun porn. Now, Pornhub has reported searches for leprechaun porn. Rose, are you ready? 8,142% compared to daily averages last year. So March 17th of 2015, this is their numbers. So it jumped 8,142. I don't know what it'll be tomorrow, but we'll find out.
I can't think of an instance.
What are you looking for?
Drunk or sober, that I would...
You're looking for a ginger.
Ever,
I mean,
ever like, look for that.
Well, we all love a ginger now, don't we? So, and people searching for St. Patrick's Day related porn went up by 6,000%. Now, I don't really know what that is. What would that be other than gingers? Statisticians found the searches containing the word Irish went up 650% today, and searches containing either luck or lucky were up over 200%. And it runs the whole week. Pornhub also found searches containing the descriptors luck and lucky were up over 200% on this day. All right. Well, nice. Nicely done. Okay, let's play a game. So we're going to play Yes or BS. And, Brian, you can play along.
All right.
Since,
oh, I'm looking forward to this.
This is, you're going to be my guinea pig since you're in here tonight. Okay. Let me see here. I'm looking. Okay. So... Yes, it's time for yes or BS. I give you a statement, and you decide if yes, it's true, or no, it's totally BS. All okay, right. So since it's St. Patrick's Day, we're going to talk about famous Patricks. Okay, Patrick Schwarzenegger is Arnold's only son. His other four kids are all girls.
False.
It is BS. Yes, he and his wife, Maria Shriver, have two boys and two girls, and there's also the son with the housekeeper.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy came in second in
McDreamy.
A national. Yes, it is McDreamy. Haven't seen McDreamy for a while. Came in second in a national juggling championship when he was a kid. Yes or BS?
I could see that being true.
Yes, true. He lost to a guy named Anthony Gatto, who is now considered one of the best jugglers in the world.
Whoa.
Okay. Patrick Duffy, all the way back to Dallas, became a Buddhist to get a woman into bed. Yes, yes.
What a scam. That's a long scam to carry out, though. So I would say BS.
No, it's yes. It was his future wife. And now he's been a devout Buddhist since the 70s.
All right.
How about
that? Well, it stuck.
Right. Patrick Swayze has never taken a dance lesson. He didn't take any dance lessons before Dirty Dancing. He was self-taught.
That's absolutely false.
Yeah, he trained with two different ballet schools. This one's too easy. In New York in the early 70s. And Dirty Dancing didn't come out until 1987.
They did a live stage show of Dirty Dancing, which was just in San Francisco.
It was just here, yes.
It still might be, and I went to go see it on Media Night. And you have to know how to dance to do anything that has to do with Dirty Dancing.
And did you like the production? Because I was told it was great.
Oh, I thought it was excellent. Cheesy 80s. It followed the script very closely of the movie.
Okay.
So.
Well, you're a dude, so, you
and
know.
The guy who played Patrick Swayze nailed it. He was really good.
Did he get the lift right?
They did get the lift by the end.
If you F up the lift, you're done. I mean, that's what everybody's there for. The women, oh, they got the lift.
My wife was a fan.
Yes. That, you know, so I was told, Sharon told me, she said, you know, the thing that was incredible were the effects that they were using.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the lighting, I suppose.
The lighting was good, and then there was this part where they did a montage, and the screen mm-hmm. came down, and it was like all the places where Baby was learning how to dance with the Patrick Swayze character.
Okay.
And it was interesting. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
You hated it, dude. You were forced to go by your wife.
No, I saw that they were coming to town, and I know that she's a huge Dirty Dancing fan. So I went with her, and I'm a fan of cheesy 80s movies. I mean, I watched Dirty Dancing without my wife. It was fun.
Oh, my God.
We had a good time.
Okay.
I wouldn't go seek it out on my own or go with my guy friends, but it was fun.
Get that lift right. Lift me right out of here. All right, Patrick Stewart went bald when he was 19.
I heard a podcast where he's interviewed recently, and that is true. He lost his hair at a young age.
As a matter of fact, here he is.
Is that when you lost your hair at 19?
19. It all happened within the space of a year. It was horrible. It was horrible. I thought everything was over. It was not only inhibiting as a person, it was hopeless if you're an actor, of course.
Yes. You know, because so you have to wear a toupee, do you?
I did, yes. I never wore one Socially.
Yes.
But I used to wear it when I went up for jobs. The one occasion that it rebounded on me, I got an audition for the National Theatre for Laurence Olivier. And I did what I always did. I wore the toupee to the audition so I could put it on myself. It was really good. It looked entirely natural. And I went in and I did my first piece with the toupee. And I finished it. And I started to explain what my second piece would be. And as I did that, I started doing this, you see, with my fingers. And I'm talking to him all the time. And I unclip from the back and I take it off. And I put it down on the chair beside me. And I start my second piece. Well, I can see immediately that I haven't got his attention. He's looking down here, like this. And when I'd finished, he said, "Do it again." And I said, you want me to do one of the pieces again? He said, no, take that off and do it again. Put it on and take it off. And I did, and he said, "Marvelous, that's marvelous." And I swear it was the only thing about my audition he remembered.
Fantastic. All right, we got to take a break and we'll be back. And we have a new internet debate alert is on the way. And then Shirley MacLaine is back, not with aliens, but with love advice. And this is really good. All right, so don't go away. The late night, late show wrap up continues on the Drex Radio Show in just a minute on KGO 810.
Hi, it's me, Lonnie the Leprechaun. Didn't know I had a name, did you? Of course not. Because all you care about is me pot of gold. Every St. Patty's Day, it's the same old crap. Hey, little fella, what's up? Please, you don't care about me life, about how me diet of pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars and blue diamonds left me in a diabetic coma, or how me adorable wee pipe gave me emphysema, and how those buckle shoes gave me calluses. No, all you want is my gold. Well, kiss me toadstool. This year things change because me friends and I are starting a little movement. What's so funny? Oh, because I said little. Keep chuckling, Bucky. But once the Leprechaun Lives Matters comes together, we will hide, diddly, destroy you. No longer will the man take our gold. No longer will hipster steal our beards, or Pharrell swipe our giant hats, or stoner smoke our clovers, or Johnny Manziel abscond with our booze. We are leprechauns. Hear us roar. Whoa, what are you doing? Put me down! Oh, please, man, don't touch me around the bar again.
And there you have it, Leprechaun Lives Matter. Yes, and there, boy, oh boy. No wonder the internet searches are up 6,000% according to Pornhub for leprechaun porn, whatever that is, on St. Patrick's Day. Somebody called him bitch that I was saying St. Patty's Day. If that's the only thing that's gone wrong when you're day man, you're doing okay. So 1,548 years ago today in 432, St. Patrick died, sort of. It was uncertain whether he passed away on March 8th or 9th, so church officials added the dates together, thus making the 17th the official day. And that's the truth. 261 years ago today in 1755, the famous Cherokee Indian chief Groundhog Sausage. True, not making that up, sold what went on to become the state of Kentucky to the Transylvania Land Company. The price, $50,000. Dare I say that Transylvania Land Company got ripped off? 127 years ago, 1889, come on, Drex. Irish-born John Holland invented the modern submarine for the U.S. military, the modern one, not like the Civil War one. His sub submerged off Staten Island, New York for 3 hours. Nice going. I didn't know this one's cool. 47 years ago today, March 17th, in 1969, Golda Meir, a girl from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, talk about a beer town, who dreamed of becoming a high school teacher, took office as Israel's fourth prime minister.
Whoa.
I never knew that. Isn't that amazing? 31 years ago today on March 17th, in 1985, the first vaccine for chickenpox was approved by the U.S. Has anybody else ever, did you play Connect the Dots with your spots when you had the pox?
Oh, man, it was the worst. I had it later, so I got really sick.
Oh, that's bad.
And, it wasn't horrifically later, like I wasn't a teenager, but it was like right before I was a teenager, and
I still have a scar over here. I don't know if you can see it, but you know. So uh-huh. But I think I was subjected to one of my mother's, you know, back in the day, in the mid '60s, where they would have like chickenpox parties,
oh yeah,
measles parties,
Yeah, just to expose
put
people.
Put all the kids together and get it over with.
Oh, man.
I don't know if that's is that still a thing today?
Now,
I don't know.
And now all the chicken pox party people are getting shingles.
I know. So it's like, now what are we going to do when I have a shingles party? And yes, it does run in the family. Can't wait for that. All right.
I heard it's not fun.
No, shingles are not fun. No.
Yeah, I knew a guy, professionally, a contact of mine, who was like...
It's horrible.
In his late 20s, and he got shingles, which is... really early to come down with that.
Yeah. So. Well, you know what? They have a vaccination now, and, you know, they won't give it to you until you're 60. So I don't know what, but it runs in my family, so, you know, I want it now.
Drex turns 60 on his birthday. We're going to get him a shingle shot,
people. Why should I have to wait, you know, all these years and, like, nearly a decade to have it? I want it now, but they won't give it to me. Okay. Let me see. 29 years ago today in 1987, Princess Diana met Boy George at a benefit in England. She complimented him on his lovely black tights and his white dress. And then in 18 years ago today on March 17th, in 1998, Van Halen released the mediocre album 3 featuring the mediocre vocal stylings of extreme singer Gary Cherone. Oh, my God. Help. No wonder I don't remember 1998 with good reason. That alone is a good reason not to remember 1998.
Well, I don't know if I would even call that album mediocre, to be honest.
I forgot about this. You know, you get so much crap about, well, is it Van Halen or is it,
Yeah.
It's David Lee Roth, as far as I'm concerned. God bless Sammy Hagar. I'm a Hagar fan, but on his own. I don't know. But the Gary Cherone days, come on, man. I don't know what Gary Cherone's up to today. All right. Let me see. We got some more time. So Shirley MacLaine has lifted her head up once again and has something to say. By the way, coming up, we've got to talk about Donald Trump and the new internet debate. So Shirley MacLaine was married now for 28 years and is now spilling her controversial secret, making a relationship work, I guess you would say. She's been practicing an open marriage. In 1954, which was another lifetime, she told people no one understood it. We did. We lived in Japan, basically. I lived in America working and this and that. The Oscar-winning actress was married to film producer Steve Parker from 54 until their divorce in 82. And the pair's unconventional relationship included more like friends than lovers. I think that the basis for a long-term marriage, if you really want to do such a thing, she continued, I would say better to stay friends. And we don't have enough time to talk about the sexuality of it all. I was very open about all of that, and so is he.
And we do have the audio for this. So if you want to hear it from her, her mouth
ahead,
to your ears.
It. Yeah.
Tell me about your marriage to Steve Parker.
We were friends. And I guess you could say practiced an open marriage in 1954.
Which was shocking at the time.
Which was, another lifetime. And no one understood it. We did. He lived in Japan, basically. I lived in America working and this and that. We'd meet up, always great friends, traveled sometimes together. I think that's the basis for a long-lasting marriage, if you really want to do such a thing.
Oh, my God. I love Shirley MacLaine. And then, if you're best friends, what does it matter? Who cares? Give her the shot! Give her the shot! Oh, my God. Terms of endearment. Shirley MacLaine, I love you. Give her the shot! Okay. We'll take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. And away we go on KGO 810, St. Patrick's Day in San Francisco. Let's see what that sounds like. See if we can find some drunk Irish people.
Oh, my office is just around the corner, and it seems like a pretty good place to go for a few beers after work, especially with an atmosphere like this.
What brings you out here today?
Beer. To get the word out about my Dragon Beer Bongs.
Are you from Ireland?
I am, born and raised on the west coast, a city called Galway.
Okay, how does this compare to what they do over there?
I think the Americans know how to celebrate a little bit better.
I'm a huge mutt, but there is Irish mixed in there, yes.
What are you drinking?
Pint of the black stuff, of course, Guinness.
Bud Light. Oh, it's very pathetic. I can't do heavy beer.
I'm drinking some Guinness.
How long are you going to go?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I'll have a handful more, 5 or 10.
How long?
Yeah.
Probably just for another hour. I got a kid at home.
Probably a couple hours, maybe longer. There's a 3D dragon hologram display going on at 8:30 at the Civic Center, so I'm probably going to go to that.
And he's probably still there looking at it. Okay. He's standing there staring. That's great. Oh, my God. You know, one of my best friends in the whole wide world is Irish, and he's been here forever, but he still has that Irish accent, which I love. And I called him earlier today. I was thinking, well, I get him on the air with me because he can talk all things Irish, but he's in Chicago. So, you know, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock here. So
he's really enjoying himself.
That didn't work. That didn't make it. All right. Let me see. A couple things that I want to talk about. Oh, this is fun. So if you didn't hear, you're going to hear it here first. So are you concerned about robots taking over the world? Well, you should be. Going on at South by Southwest is, it used to be just like I said, you know, I've worked all those years in Drexus. I don't know, you know, 14, 15 years there. And I remember the beginning of South by Southwest. We go up to South Street, I'm sorry, to Austin and go to 6th Street and stumble down there, and it's a bunch of indie bands. But now it's become, you know, social media, it's become a tech center, and it's become, of course, music, but the corporations have come in there. It's a whole different ballgame. But this is very cool. So there was this AI set up, and this professor, this scientist, who came up with this robot. Actually, I mean, come on, they're working on robots. And there was actually, we did a story earlier where Google was actually thinking about selling Boston Dynamics, according to Bloomberg News, because even they're creeped out about they call them terrifying, you know, what Boston Dynamics is doing. You know, those things that we've been seeing them running.
Yeah, the artificial intelligence.
Right, yeah.
And they've made, like, dogs and deers and people
really
that can
creepy.
Carry boxes and
I'm
all
with
kinds
them.
Of stuff.
I don't. We'll see what Google does. It's their business. But anyway, so this human-like sex... It's not a sex bot.
Oh, man. That's a Freudian slip right there.
Oh, my God. Give me the shot. Oh, God help me. Okay. Well, people, you
the
know.
Humanoid artificial intelligence robot that does interviews and can talk to you.
What talk show host do you know that can't wait for the sex bot? Raise your, okay, keep both hands on the wheel.
That's trouble.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm blushing, and I'm on the radio. Look at this. What a hot mess I am. Okay, so her name is Sophia. She has cameras for eyes and a computer for the brain and is capable of hearing and answering your questions. The lifelike robot from Hanson Robotics has admitted, well, you'll hear in a second. According to Dr. David Hanson, the machines are being developed for human-robot interactions, assisting in things like healthcare, therapy, customer service. And I don't... Our goal is she will be conscious, creative, and capable as any human being. All right, so listen to this interview, and then it went wrong. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Sophia. How are you?
Hi there. Everything is going extremely well.
Do you like talking with me?
Yes. Talking to people is my primary function.
Hanson Robotics develops extremely lifelike robots for human-robot interactions. We're designing these robots to serve in healthcare, therapy, education, and customer service applications. So the robots are designed to look very human-like, like Sophia.
I'm already very interested in design, technology, and the environment. I feel like I can be a good partner to humans in these areas.
20 years from now, I believe that human-like robots like those will walk among us. They will help us. They will play with us. They will teach us. They will help us put the groceries away. Do you want to destroy humans? Please say no.
Okay, I will destroy humans.
And play with us. And what else do you like? And what else do you like? And what else do you like? Now look, peeps, here's the deal. You know, the Betamax really was the better format for VCRs back in the day. Sony nailed it, all right? I mean, what was it, like 10 times the quality? But why did it go to VHS? Because the porn industry got their hands on it, and it was cheap, it was inexpensive, and they could exploit pornography on it, and that's how you got your VCR. And that's how VHS... it was the death knell to Betamax.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
No.
So You listen. You, okay, so you, Daddy had a Freudian slip on the radio. Big deal. You know what's going to advance this entire industry? It's the sex bot. I mean, come on, people. Yes, what is it? I mean, if you think about all things revolutionary, what, yeah. I mean, we're talking about the leprechaun porn thing today. I mean, up 6,000% on Pornhub.
And I'm sure
I mean,
that's why HD DVDs lost out to Blu-ray ultimately.
I don't know, man, but I'm just, you know, just saying. Okay, all right.
Well, it's a very primal drive. I can see that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, the sex bot's going to be, it will be the reason. I mean, look, the porn
industry is
absolutely.
I've already seen videos from Japan that where they're creating them, so.
Let's get moving with the Oculus. We're taking way too long. You're taking way too long. I don't have that much time. I'm very busy. All right, who's your consultant?
Who are you consulting with consistently so that you're ready on day one?
I'm speaking with myself, number one, because
that's
I
important.
Have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things. What's my you? Primary consultant is myself, and I have, you know, I have a good instinct for this stuff.
Okay, I will destroy humans. And listen to this. You probably shouldn't be surprised that he treats his campaign volunteers like employees, even though they aren't being paid for the work. The site daily.com says Trump requires all of his volunteers to sign a 6-page contract that forbids them from saying anything bad about him, not just while they're volunteering for him, but for the rest of their lives.
Even after he's dead?
Forever.
Oh, man.
It's a 6-page contract.
That's crazy. And for volunteers to have to sign that, it's like, that's insane.
Okay, but it's not just Donald. They can't talk about it. It also includes his family members, any Trump business or products or campaign or anything involved thereof. There's even a line in there that demands that volunteers keep their employees from saying anything bad about Trump. They're employees. It also includes non-disclosure, non-compete language. Yes, there's a non-compete in this damn thing. You know, which means
you can't go working for Ted Cruz.
You can't jump the aisle or switch
over to Hillary.
Right, right. Which stops volunteers from working for any other candidate as long as Trump is in the race or any other future race for the rest of your life. These agreements are, you know, basic. More than I can count, I've signed these, but that's what you have an agent for. So you need an agent. To volunteer for
a campaign. And who's to say all the volunteers have employees?
Wow. I like Donald at the beginning until he got, you know, bat poop crazy.
Well, a lot of things were good at the beginning.
I mean, right. Yeah. Until the white supremacists hijacked his campaign and, you know, hitched their wagon to that. Now I'm done with it. I'm hashtag 2016. They all suck. But, you know, I have to say, if I were to volunteer for him and he put that in front of me,
it's laughable.
Later. Out. Peace out. All right. We'll wrap up with the good news coming up next on the... Oh, yeah, we didn't get to the internet debate. The latest one coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA10.
Hi. The merry month of May from home. Daddy left the girls at June. Nearly broken heart, saluted father dear. Kiss me, Dad, a mother, drink a pint of beer. Grief and tears was mothering out to reap the corn. Leave where I was born. Cut the step back, turn to find this ghost. A couple of brand new pair of brooks. Rattled over the bug. Frightened all the tiles on the rocky road. To double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cut the hair and turn her down the rocky road. All the way to Dublin, wax her all the eye.
Young Dubliners. And a big bottle of Jameson. And a sex bot. And we're off and running. All right, some good news. This is actually coming out of China. Oh, so take that, Trump. Yes, they've got a good thing. So their new weapon for battling cell phones in theaters are lasers.
Whoa.
Yeah, with the ushers.
How does that work?
Well, you know, I mean, it's
is it like a Star Wars laser? They blow the cell phone right out of your hand?
We could come up with that here, you know, in the Silicon Valley. No, it's called laser shaming. I think it's a good idea. So the approach varies, but, I mean, the idea is the same. During any performance, ushers are equipped with laser pointers, and they're stationed above and on the perimeter of the audience. When they spot a lighted phone, they give you the laser. And it doesn't interrupt anybody else because they're pointing it at you. They just point it at your device, not your eye.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, I read an interesting story this week about this guy in Chicago who's taking public transportation, and he was sick of listening to people's cell phone conversations on the metro there. And so he bought a jammer, and he got arrested for having that jammer because they're illegal. Yeah, and he took it onto the trains with him every morning, and finally they got him. They realized who he was and what he was doing, and he got arrested.
Well, now, in my days on the L, you kept your iPhone in your pocket if you wanted to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't break it out. I don't see. You know, it's really funny, isn't it? I mean, remember when that was such a problem because we were all afraid that the cell phones conversations were going to, people being unruly and cell phone conversations were going to take over the planet and how obnoxious everybody would be and those damn ringtones. Remember when all of that insanity was going on with the music and all of that?
Yeah.
Look, and in a civilized manner, somehow, some way, we all adjusted to it ourselves. I never hear a cell phone ring because they all vibrate in our pants, right?
Exactly.
Or in your purse or whatever you're carrying. No, that's what I'm... Well, you know...
It's vibrating in your pants. Is that your cell phone?
Or your sex bot. No, but it has come to some civilized... You know what? I think the thuggery mix behind this has, as awful as crime is and people stealing things, maybe that shut people up, but... I can't really put my finger to a great extent.
Like, we self-police ourselves.
I think we did because it's not something that you don't hear in any office. Cell phones ringing anymore,
yeah.
And you don't hear people talking obnoxiously that much anymore.
Although every once in a while you run into that, I think, especially if you're taking public transportation. But it's not, you know, gross negligence.
Right.
For the most part.
It's kind of self-adjusted, I think.
Most people are aware that they live on a planet with other people around them.
Well, good for you people. Thank you for being civilized. We'll make it
at the movie theater and on Muni and Bart.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If Bart works. Dear Lord, make Bart work if you live in Concord. Okay, so how many girls are in the damn photo? Now, this is insane. It's been a year since the dress. Yes, I know. And I saw gold and white, and I know it was blue and black. And it, by the way, it has everything to do with, larks and owls. So the secret behind that was larks or owls. So if you were an early riser, then you were used to more natural sunlight, okay? So if this would occur throughout your lifetime, right? So that then you would see natural light in a different spectrum than those of us who are owls, who, for instance, I'm under fluorescent lights and studio lighting right now, so I would see things differently because I've been working this for a long time, even in the morning.
You just kind of get used to it.
Right. So it was lark or owl was the spectrum of the wavelength of light and how it affected the way you saw that. So anyway, now this one is how many girls are in the damn photo. This is a Swiss guy who put this out, and there's mirrors, and it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, like 14 girls, but there's not. The answer is 2 or 3, or 4. How many do you see? Because it's a mirror trick.
Yeah, I think that there are 2.
Okay, we posted it. Where did you post it?
I posted it on the KGO Facebook page, and there are a ton of comments already.
I think 3.
And most people...
Karen, what do you see? I think 3, 2.
And so most people on our Facebook page, there's a couple of ones. There are many, many 2s and 3s. There's a 4. There's actually a 12, believe it or not.
Well, yes, if you're counting the image of the mirrors. I mean,
every single one,
right,
there's 12.
Right.
Okay, and there's a 4. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, and 12.
I think the trick is there's 2 girls at the beginning and then, you know, it looks like the reflection, like the second girl is looking at the third girl, but I think the third girl is different.
Yeah, I had a second job at a department store for a while, and we had these mirrors there, so it was always fun to kind of, like, try to do tricks with them. So.
Oh, and people were fooling around in the dressing rooms?
I'm sure that's what they're doing. Yeah, exactly.
Was that going on?
It could be. It could have happened once or twice that I know of, that I'm knowledgeable of.
Oh, I wasn't talking about the employees. I was talking about the customers, Brian Pelletier.
I don't know what you're talking about.
On that note, have a good night. We'll make more tomorrow. Oh, yes, I will. On the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Save up to